I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, Tim Silby here, and alongside me, as always, is Mr. Harry Benjamin. How are you, sir?
Hello, Tim. Very well, thank you. End of another podcast series, beginning of another. We're ploughing through them.
We are indeed. And we're in the middle of our usual mid-season break on the show where we have a little pause before launching the next season. And it gives us a chance to look back over what's been. Over the past 10 weeks, we've had the likes of Indy 500 winner Alexander Rossi, who joined us from his car in Indianapolis. Grace Webb from Grace's Amazing Machines on CBeebies. Jake Paul, the Formula One designer. Gunther Steiner from the Haas F1 team. Gerhard Berger, no explanation required, the F1 legend. Alex Lynn, the British racing star. Jaime Alguersuari, the former Toro Rosso F1 driver turned radio, well, music DJ, I guess is how you describe him, but he's making his comeback in racing in the next few weeks. Mario Andretti, the former Formula One world champion and IndyCar champion, and of course, Mr. Jake Humphrey.
That's right. And we've peppered in a few extras as well with our Drive to Survive review show. We've also got the brain tumour charity specials we've recorded with Richard Jones from Williams and My Story. But the eagle-eyed out there will notice we've not mentioned Emma Kimmelainen. We've left her until last as we have a little exclusive to announce right here. The formal press announcement will come soon, but we wanted to let our podcast listeners know first that she will be the first ever Motormouth official athlete. Emma has partnered with us to provide exclusive Motormouth behind-the-scenes content from her assault on the W Series crown this year. Massively exciting, and loads more to come with her. So excited to be teaming up with her.
Yeah, that should be good fun, and it's going to be interesting to see her, because she's promised, she shoots from the hip, doesn't she? She's quite a sort
of straight-talker.
Straight-talking Finn, and she's promised us that no matter whether she wins or she crashes out on the first corner, she's going to be talking to us. So we're going to have some really fun content coming through from her.
Yeah, it's going to be a really raw stuff, actually, because you don't often see the last thing you want to do, actually, is talk to a driver after they've crashed out. But it will be interesting to see what she says when she's not being actually chatted to by a journalist. Yeah. She's just giving her unfiltered thoughts. So can't wait for that one. But Tim, let's put you on the spot.
Oh, God.
What have been your highlights or favorite guests, if you're allowed to say that, over the last, God, has it been 10 weeks?
It's been 10 weeks. I do have some favorites. We could rate them, like, you know, they're not going to listen to this, are they? We could literally rate them from worst to best.
Because I'm really bad at remembering who we've had because we've done so many. They all merge into one for me.
Well, my favorite is still Gunther Steiner. I mean, we've talked about this a bit. I just thought he was such good fun. Such a nice bloke. He showed real interest in us and he was very honest and open. He's exactly how you expect him to be. He's just a really, really nice guy. Alex Rossi, I think, was a good one because I've become a really big fan of IndyCar and the Indy 500 and speaking to an Indy 500 winner like him. But then you've got Mario Andretti, you know, an absolute legend. That was a surreal experience interviewing one of the greats of motorsport, a real legend. And Jake Humphrey, I mean, you know, getting his pearls of wisdom. It was like having a bit of a therapy session in the end. So many highlights. Who was crap? Did we have any bad ones? Gerhard Berger was brilliant because he was unexpected. I wasn't expecting him to be so funny.
He was a talker, as was Mario Andretti, actually. Yeah. They were big talkers. They could have gone on for hours. We had to sort of cut them off.
Yeah. No, there were no bad ones.
No.
There really weren't.
I think for me, it was probably, I don't know, I made it a point. I love an underdog. I've always been a fan of an underdog. We all know my obsession with Paul de Resta.
Yes.
But I thoroughly enjoyed chatting to Jaime Alguersuari because I just thought his story, and he was one of... But everyone's got this like amazing first memory of their Formula One, their first ever F1 race they watch. Mine's not that amazing, but it involves Jaime Alguersuari. And I just thought the fact that I finally met the guy and he had such an interesting story to tell, you know, being thrown out of Formula One when he was on the way up, he was good. He wasn't thrown out because he was bad. He was a good driver. And so seeing him bounce back and hearing his reflection on it was really, really nice. So I hope he has an awesome comeback back as well, but I had to say Alguersuari's up there, but I can't rate the legends. It's just too difficult.
No, so Jaime was your absolute favorite.
Yeah, that was one I was most excited for, funnily enough. People probably going, oh my god, are you serious, Harry? But it was, because it was brilliant talking to Mario Andretti, Gerhard Berger, absolute icons and legends. Unbelievably good. Jake Humphrey was also quite nice. That it was just like a private TED talk.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? But what about, okay, I'm going to put you on the spot massively here. Who's been your favourite ever?
Oh, I can't remember who we've had.
Quick reach for the phone.
I can't say the ones that we've already recorded and have in the bag, am I? Because we all know.
You can. I mean, I think people know what's coming anyway. You can say, it's pretty obvious who your favourite is, actually.
Well, I mean, out of all the series we've done so far, I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed our Eddie Jordan chat.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I was struck down with... Oh, it was the beginnings of COVID for me.
That's right.
But it was a really,
you were
really
a sweaty
fun
mess.
Chat.
You looked, I was concerned for you that day. You looked like you were dying.
Yeah, I felt like it. I was plowing through, though, a commitment to the craft. Mm. But I have to say, I'm scrolling through all of our guests right now. But, I mean, and actually, Kelvin Fletcher way back when was a fun one because he was probably one of our first big interviews and he was such a nice guy. But I would say that, obviously, the one we have in the bag ready for our debut, I suppose, for season 7 has got to be... Paul de Resta, because that was just the dream come true.
I wasn't expecting you to say Paul de Resta. I thought you were going to say Nico Rosberg.
Who cares about 2016 F1 World Champion? It's all about
PDR.
The 2013 Force India Formula One driver.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, it was a good one. Paul de Resta was a top bloke. I don't know who my favourite is over the whole series. I still think Günther Steiner's up there. He's definitely one of my favourites.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suppose you've got to say the likes of Webber, Coulthard, Nico Rosberg, which is coming out.
Johnny Herbert, where we went to the Silverstone Experience Museum. That was loads of fun. I got a little tour and he brought in some memorabilia as well.
Yeah, good times. We also, though, have to mention our sponsor for the last season, season 6, which was Grid Rival. It's been amazing to have them on board. And thanks so much to Ross, their CEO and founder, for joining us. I cannot explain to you how important it is to us to have partners like that. Without them, we simply couldn't continue doing what we do. So a massive thank you to them. But we say goodbye to them. We only have them for a season. And we welcome in a brand new sponsor for season 7, F1 Experiences, who provide amazing VIP luxury hospitality experiences at Formula One racetracks around the world. I've actually been to one of their, they've got this thing called the Champions Club Suite. And I went to one in Japan and it was amazing. Your great food, they bring drivers up and all that sort of stuff. And we've got loads of exciting plans with them. So they'll be across the first 5 episodes of season 7, but we're plotting something with them, which is quite exciting around the Silverstone Grand Prix. So I won't give too much away because it's not definitely happening yet, but potentially doing something very exciting with them.
Indeed. But let's look ahead then to season 7. If it's possible, it looks like season 7 is going to be even bigger because yes. we've got a hell of a start.
We do have a hell of a start, and control yourself, Harry Benjamin. But it is PDR, your favourite podcast guest ever. Paul Duress there. I mean, just explain to the people that the fondness, no, the love and compassion you share with Paul Duress there.
Well, they say never meet your heroes, and he did not disappoint. No, I wouldn't say PDR's a hero. I don't think I have any personal heroes, but PDR, I don't know. I've just always had some sort of weird
obsession,
weird fascination with him. I just thought, you know, I really thought he was going to do. He deserved to do much better than he did in Formula One, and I do honestly believe he's right up there with the likes of Vettel. Perhaps not Hamilton, but he would give them a good run for their money if given the chance. And he's proven that as he's gone on into other series. So it was unbelievable to finally sort of get him on the podcast. Years of having just watched him race and been always supporting him and looking out for his, you know, on him, his name on the timing screens every time I was watching an F1 race or DTM or whatever it was. So really nice to have him. And he was a really lovely guy who gave us some really nice, honest and open chat.
Yeah, and this is not my opinion, okay? Just a caveat that. But at the time when he left F1, I heard rumours. I was working for, I might have been IG Bank or with the Renault sponsorship at the time, and I was in and around the paddock. I think it was them anyway. And one of the rumours of why he left was because he was boring and he wasn't marketable. So, you know, he wasn't bringing enough to the team outside of his racing.
I heard that as well. But to be honest, I think that was probably more of a scapegoat because he had a contract for 2014,
yeah.
but got bought out because Perez came barging in with his money, yeah. And Force India needed that because they're, you know, they were, well, Vijay Mallya was in very hot trouble at the time. Don't quiz me on PDR knowledge. Look, I actually think PDR had a bit of a, has at the start of his career, and he only got 3 years in F1. You know, that is like, you know, lucky to get that. But also that's not a huge amount of time in the grand scheme of things.
No.
When you think by the time 2013 came along, that was when he had the most competitive car.
Yeah.
But I think looking back at it, he had a bit of a case of the Lance Stroll, whereas I think he took it too seriously and he just needed to smile yeah. and lighten up a bit more.
Yeah.
Totally and I think agree. He has learned that. And I think he actually realized that and says so. He says that he says it in the podcast. You know, I think I took things too seriously. I was all about training and making sure I was giving my absolute all, and he should have enjoyed it more in the moment. And I think that there's a lot to be said for, you know, hindsight, but I think that might have been part of the reason why, you know, perhaps he wasn't as marketable as some other drivers when you look at people like Daniel Ricciardo and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know,
I think
Lance Stroll isn't marketable, but he's got a billionaire dad.
Yeah, that helps. Don't diss Lance. You know I'm a fan. But
I know.
I think it's a trap a lot of drivers fall into. Jev said it on the podcast as well, that he...
Had the same issue.
He didn't smile. He didn't enjoy it. He was just grumpy and angry the whole time.
Because they go from winning in their junior formula to being having to celebrate getting P7, which they can't get their heads around,
yeah.
which I can understand from a you know, you're a top athlete, you want to win. So that must be quite difficult to comprehend at first. And if you don't get on top of it quickly, then, you know...
Yeah.
Then you have to pay the price.
Yeah, absolutely. Who else have we got on the show? Tell the people.
Oh, we've got Alex Brundle. It was really nice to have a chat with him. Spitting image of his father, really. Yeah. In not just actually, he doesn't really look like him, but he's got the mannerisms. Down to a T. We've also got a catch up with Kelvin Fletcher. We spoke about earlier. He was on season one way back when. He's coming back and he's brought a friend along with him in terms of Mo Ritson, a young racing driver who he's signed to his new team, which is going GT racing this year. Rick Parfitt Jr., son of Rick Parfitt, who's talking to us all about his new British touring cars adventure. And did we mention we have a former Formula One world champion who arguably we should have spoken about more than we have Paul Duress, but because I'm here, that's why we haven't, in the form of Nico Rosberg. I think it's safe to say that's probably our biggest guest so far.
I think so. I say probably yes, because we've had some big ones. I mean, you could argue Weber is nearly as big. David Coulthard, creeping up there, but I think you're right. I think Rosberg's probably the most high profile we've had.
It was quite funny, actually. I saw a clip, I think, of someone, one of the Channel 4 news presenters who had just finished interviewing Nico Rosberg for something, some event, and then he was about to leave, and then she just catched him and go, "Oh, sorry, could you just say your name and what you do to the camera for, like, you know, to sign off?" And he was like, "Yep." He gets his name, he's just like, "Nico Rosberg," and she's like, "Oh, brilliant." He's like, "F1 world champion," and she goes, "Oh, brilliant. Oh, yes, of course." And God. I was like, "Oh my God."
And I imagine he doesn't really take too kindly to that sort of thing. Like, I don't know about you, I felt really nice guy.
Yeah.
But not the easiest to interview. Like, he wasn't our... I think it's a really interesting episode, but he's not the easiest guy we've ever spoken to. But he was super honest with us. You know, he was talking about his feelings when he raced in Formula One and his insecurities. You know, everyone thought he was this sort of cool, collected, calculating character, but he wasn't. He was a very insecure character, as he opens up about on the show. I won't take it too much further than that. I don't want to give it away, but it was an interesting one. He was slightly challenging. Would you agree?
I'd say so. I think he doesn't want to be defined too much now by his F1 career, funnily enough. I think he's very much keen to become this pioneer of green, sustainable energy and motorsport, which, you know, fair play to him. You know, that's what he wants to do. But he's got to remember that, I suppose, that what's made him is his F1 career. And that's he should take pride in that, I think. And I think he does. But slightly. I don't think he wants to talk about Hamilton that much. I think that's the main crux of it.
It definitely felt like he wanted to push the conversation towards Extreme E, which is fair enough. That's his new thing, and you know, his Green Tech Festival, and like you say, the other sustainability bits and bobs he's involved with. But we got some great stuff out of him, regardless. And away from the podcast, we've got loads going on. So make sure you check out our socials, our YouTube channel, which we're finally giving a bit of love and attention to. So we've got tons of content on there now, and opinions and F1 news, and a few of the podcasts are up there as well. So go and have a look for us on YouTube and our other socials.
We've also got a celebrity karting event on July the 6th at Wilton Mill, I should say, with a whole bunch of celebs, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic day. So this is in partnership with the Brain Tumor Charity, who we've been involved with this season. We've got lots of things planned with them, but we're going to take over Wilton Mill Kart Track in the UK on the 6th of July. And we've invited probably like 50 celebrity go-karters. And when I say celebrity go-karters, it's mainly our back catalogue of podcast guests. So we've had confirmations from former F1 drivers, current GT drivers, British touring car drivers, and loads more. Even some of the Sky Sports crew are hoping to come down. I'm sure we'll get some dropouts, but we're going to end up with about 26 celebrity go-karters. And if you want to get involved, you can. And there are 80 spaces up for grabs. And there is a website, the Motormouth Kart Race website, motormouthkartrace.com. Head over there and you can read all about the event, the plans for the day, some of the celebrities that we've spoken to who are going to come along. And you can find out more about the charity, the Brain Tumor Charity as well. In the next 5 to 10 days, the booking portal will go live on that website. So make sure to keep an eye on our social media and the website. If you want to come along, you have to register on that portal. There's a cost to enter a team. All the details will be up there, and all the proceeds go to the Brain Tumor Charity. And we are having a auction which will launch 1 week or so before the event. Details of that will be coming out soon, and there will be tons of exciting prizes on there, from trips to the Nürburgring, VIP hospitality tickets, Formula One events. We've got bits of F1 car from Haas, all sorts of cool stuff. So make sure to keep an eye on that. We also have a sim racing event coming up with the likes of Ollie Webb, the WEC LMP1 driver, Charlie Martin, Seen Through Glass, the YouTube channel, Mark Priestley, F1 Elvis will be joining us for a special sim racing event as well.
loads going on, which is really exciting now for 2021, coming out of lockdown. Touch wood, touch everything, cross everything. And we, of course, have motormouth.club and our Motormouth app, which has news, views, videos, podcasts, live Formula 1, Formula 2, and Formula E timings. Loads more in the pipeline to come on that as well. So make sure you check it all out.
And finally, a massive thanks to all of you. Thank you for listening, for downloading. Please keep up the incredible support and do leave us a review on your chosen podcast player. It makes a huge, huge difference. Thank you to all our guests and everyone that's helped us along the way. An honourable mention to Frank, our big brain, who keeps our app and website ticking along behind the scenes and makes sure it keeps improving. He works incredibly hard, so thanks to him. Thanks also to our mysterious social admin who likes to be kept anonymous. We don't even know who he, she, it is. But nope. That's it, Harry. That's it. I guess that takes us into season 7.
Bring it on. First up, Paul D'Arresta.
See you in season 7.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.